Okay, good morning. How are you guys doing? Good. I have something in my hand that I want to share with you. I want to show you something. Do you guys know what this is? What is that?
It's the Bible.
Yeah, it's the Bible. You see that? Look here. What's that say there? Yeah, that's my name. Okay. And you know who got me this Bible? My grandmother did. See, if I open it up, I look at this. What does it say there? Love to you, Matt Graham. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Not long enough to make me feel old, though. So we're all good. So I had this Bible the other day, and I was thinking, you know, I got to tell the children's sermon, and I was just kind of looking around, and I picked up this Bible, and this Bible stayed with me all through my childhood and into my adult life, and now I still have it. And I opened it up, and I was looking at it, and what do you see here? What are those? Who did that? Huh? What is that?
Scribbles.
Yeah, there's scribbles all over it. Well, Javen didn't do it. I've learned to keep things up higher on the shelf. Kehlani did that. So she scribbled all through my Bible, and I thought that was funny. And I started looking through, and I found some more scribbles. And you should not scribble in the Bible, okay? Okay, see, there's for the church family there, okay? And I started looking through, and then I found something else. Wait, but look, is that a scribble? No, it's not. You know what this is? When I was really young, what I did instead of scribbling, I went to a Bible study, and I outlined this. And that reminded me of something very, very special. And can I read it to you? Can I read you what that says? It says, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its Savior." And I hung on to that all through my life. And I would revisit that verse, and that kept me close to Jesus whenever I was older. So I'm very, very thankful for my grandmother. I'm very thankful for my mother. And I'm thankful for Jesus' mother having raised him to be our Savior. Okay, so let's have a moment of prayer. Dear Lord God, we want to thank you for this time that we have to share with one another. We want to thank you for our mothers, and we pray that you continue to bless them and guide us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.